Brandon Tatum, Democrats pander with fake accents to get power and votes. By Alana Mastrangelo on April 8, 2019. Turning Point USA Director of Urban Engagement Brandon Tatum told Breitbart News Democrat politicians, such as Rep. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, don't care about black people or people in general and use fake accents to pander to a group of people in an attempt to get power and votes. Tatum offered his remarks in a Sunday interview on Sirius XM's Breitbart News Sunday with host Amanda House. I don't know what Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is doing, but it's disrespectful, said Tatum of the rookie congresswoman's fake accent that she was heard using in front of a black audience at Reverend Al Sharpton's National Action Network conference on Friday. There is no reason in the world that a person has to be so fake that they need to create an accent to try to pander to a group of people, continued the urban engagement director. First of all, she's using a southern accent in a northern area, so, she's wrong in all ways. But this is just an example of what the liberals are doing, and what the Democrats are doing, and how they really don't care about black people or people in general, said Tatum. They just pander to get power and votes. House noted that former presidential candidate Hillary Clinton is also known to have adopted a fake accent. What is the strategy behind this type of performance? Inquired the Breitbart News Sunday host. Unfortunately, I believe that some of this stuff must work, said Tatum. I feel like the reason why these people continue to do this pandering type of behavior MS-13 is because somebody's buying into it. I think that it's embarrassing, but unfortunately, some people are still swayed and get convinced. Tatum added that he has seen people get upset on both sides of the aisle over Rep. Ocasio-Cortez's fake accent, which he refers to as fraudulent behavior. House and Tatum went on to discuss a second Democrat politician, Robert Beto O'Rourke, who had recently stated that granting amnesty to illegal aliens would make the angel families in the United States demonstrability safer. To me, Robert Beto O'Rourke is one of the fakest politicians that has jumped into this clown car of Democrats running for president, said Tatum, adding that the illegal aliens O'Rourke had been referring to aren't the ones that are creating angel moms. The criminals, the people who are MS-13 gang members, they are the ones creating angel moms, affirmed Tatum. Giving them amnesty is not going to make them not criminals. Tatum, who works for Turning Point USA, a conservative student organization active on high school and college campuses across the country, also offered his remarks in response to an incident last week, in which an 11-year-old student was reportedly told by her teacher that she could not choose President Donald Trump as the subject for her hero project. Believe it or not, these people, school staff, are doing this on a day-to-day basis. Whether it's high school, whether it's college, they are demonizing conservatives. And the reason that I have such a problem with this is that we're not talking about Hitler, we're not talking about somebody with a track record of murdering people and being a hateful, devilish individual. We're talking about a person who, politically, people just don't like. President Trump, responsible for the lowest unemployment, for 5 million people getting off food stamps, we have a great economy. He's securing the border, and for the left to compare Donald Trump to somebody as despicable as Hitler is absolutely asinine. If Turning Point USA didn't exist, these kids would be losing battles every day, added Tatum. The teacher is supposed to be an educated person who is speaking life into young people, and she's doing something that's so partisan and ignorant. This is an example of what's going on all over the country. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Twitter at @rmastrangelo and on Instagram.